Ethan and Chloe didn't need 5, 3, and 1 minute warnings today. Though they were obviously enjoying the game with the other kids, Porter just casually mentioned that if we left now, we could watch the penguins get fed, and both kids were immediately running toward us. We left the picnic area, pausing at the edge to check the map and make sure we were heading in the right direction, and continued toward the penguin exhibit. As we walked, my son and daughter bouncing with energy and excitement, Porter and I exchanged looks and smiles and fuck. All the way through the rest of the afternoon at the zoo, I'd expected the kids would provide a welcome distraction, but they really didn't. It was hard to pretend I wasn't feeling anything for Porter when I was constantly noticing Porter with the kids. I'd admittedly brought him along just because I'd wanted to jump at an opportunity to be with him. What I'd do once we were out and about, I'd figure out as we went. I hadn't thought that far ahead when I'd extended the invitation. Now, aside from the loaded glances we exchanged at every possible opportunity, we were both almost completely focused on Ethan and Chloe, which didn't really surprise me. What did surprise me was how much I loved that. How easy it was. Exchanging looks and almost kissing in the car had been enough to distract me all week, but watching this man with my kids never ceased to turn me into a tongue-tied wreck. Good Lord, my pulse raced every time he held Chloe up so she could see over a barrier, or helped Ethan with some of the unfamiliar words on placards outside exhibits, stopping to tie a shoe, taking someone to a bathroom, answering endless questions. He just rolled with it, never once sighing with annoyance or in any way giving them the impression they might be an inconvenience. He wasn't a doormat for them, of course. He never was. If one of the kids tried to ask a zookeeper a question while they were talking to someone else, he'd gently but firmly remind them to wait their turn. After Ethan accidentally elbowed a little girl by the orangutan exhibit, Porter quietly asked him to apologize. No tearing into him, no belittling or berating, just, "Ethan, could you apologize for bumping into her, please?" To which my son responded, softly and sincerely, "I'm sorry, I didn't mean to." And that was the end of it. Later, when Chloe got excited about seeing some monkeys, she got in front of a boy about her size, blocking his view. "Chloe," Porter said, "let him see too." She looked over her shoulder, realized the boy was standing there, and moved so they could both see. And I was hardly leaving all the parenting to him. I was doing the same things he was. It just made my heart flutter every time he did. Yeah, he was getting paid for this, but it was a Saturday, and he'd have been well within his rights to stay home and take a well-deserved day off. But no, he was here, with me. And that moment we'd shared in my car the other night couldn't begin to compete with every single moment he spent being relentlessly amazing for my kids. That other night had been all physical. In the car, he'd brought the embers of my libido back to life. I'd hardly thought about sex at all since Tiffany and I had separated, and I'd been so stressed and depressed, I hadn't really cared about how little I'd wanted sex. This, though? Seeing Porter with my kids? This was the kind of thing that made my attraction run so much deeper than sex. It was what had tipped the scales with Tiffany that first time she and I had taken Zach with us to a movie. Watching the two of them chat excitedly about the characters over dinner afterward, I'd known I was going to marry her. I was getting way, way ahead of myself, comparing my early days with Tiffany to whatever the hell was happening, or I was imagining, with Porter. This was physical attraction, plain and simple. Okay, physical attraction nudged along by him unknowingly hitting all the right notes to win over this lonely single dad's heart. One thing at a time, though. And if I was a smarter man, that one thing would be finding another outlet for all this hunger. Except I didn't want another outlet. I wanted Porter. I wanted to take him to bed and see how hot this chemistry really was. I wanted to talk with him, openly and without any guard up, and see if these long looks came from someplace more than physical. I wanted to be with him and my kids at the zoo, the beach, or hanging out on the couch. I just wanted him. How would I explain this to my ex-wife? No idea. The only thing I was sure of was that this was a train I couldn't have stopped if I wanted to. and I didn't want to.